Now it's time to welcome Dinah O'Carroll back to the studio to take on this week's question of the week.
Hi, Dave. This week I'm going to be sniffing at Thomas Hardy.
Hi, this is Thomas from Uttlesford, and I'm a science teacher. This is my question. What is the smell of old books? The older the book, the better it smells. I'm not talking about the old mouldy smell of an ill-kept book. I'm talking about the heartwarming smell of a book you've loved and kept for 20 years. So what is the smell of old books?
So, do some classics smell better than others? Let's find out.
My name is Jana Kolar, and I'm head of the Laboratory for Cultural Heritage at the National and University Library of Slovenia. A smell or an odor is caused by volatile compounds, which we perceive by the sense of olfaction. An odor of a book is a complex mixture of odorous volatiles emitted by different materials from which books are made. Due to the different materials used for book production throughout the history, there is no one characteristic odor of old books. A professional perfumer has evaluated 70 odorous volatiles emitted from books and described their smell as dusty, musty, moldy, paper-like, or dry. Pleasant, aromatic smell is due to aromatic compounds emitted mainly by papers made from ground wood, which are characterized by their yellowish-brown color. They emit vanilla-like, sweetly fragrant vanillin, aromatic anisole, and benzaldehyde with fruity, almond-like odor. On the other hand, terpene compounds deriving from rosin, which is used to make paper more impermeable to inks, contribute to the camphorous, oily, and woody smell of books. A mushroom odor is caused by some other intensely fragrant aliphatic alcohols. A typical odor of old book is thus determined by a complex mixture of fragrant volatiles and is not dominated by any single compound. Not all books smell the same.
So according to Jana, books made from trees break down into the best smellers. Synthetic materials that go into the more modern book just don't tend to release great aromas.
Also, Eric on the forum got it exactly right and also added that before the 19th century, water resistance was obtained by using animal glue from bones. This is where the term rag and bone man comes from, because these were collected by people wandering around with horses and carts to make glue out of. We now use papermaker's alum, which is aluminium phosphate, to fix the resin and prevent it from being broken down by water.
So the old way is best then in terms of getting the best smelling book, I think. Anyway, another listener wanted to know, how is it that we detect that smell?
Hi, I'm John Montserrat from Cambridge, Mass. In the USA. When I hear music, I have a perception in my brain about how noisy it is. Loud things always feel loud to me, and quiet things always seem quiet, of course. It doesn't matter whether it's a high note or a low note or a trumpet or a piano, my sense of how big the noise is always accurate. So my question is, how accurate is my sense of bigness for smell? When I sense a very strong smell like rotten food, does that mean there's a lot of this odor in the air? Or can my nose play tricks on me by being super sensitive to some smells that are actually tiny?
And after that, we'll be looking at greenhouse gases in caves.
Hello, my name is Evgeny Podolsky. I'm doing my PhD in Japan. Recently, after spending a few days underground in a cave, I became anxious about the following question. As I know, soluble rocks like limestone are soluble in a water containing CO2, which comes from the atmosphere. This takes about 30 centimeters of rock every 2 millenniums. But if we take into account the present high amount of CO2 in the air, can we claim that nowadays caves are growing much faster than ever before in history? Thank you.
So why do we find one pong more powerful than another? And what will happen to Lascaux over the next century? Send your Q&As to questionoftheweek at thenakedscientist.com or have a look at our forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.